shit. Oh shit. Are you serious? What the fuck? No. No. That is not... It can't be. What the fuck? Oh my god. Well, damn. Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to Power Play Podcast. I'm of course your host, Spider Junkie, but you can call me Jake, and we are back with another episode of the podcast for another week consistently. This is the only thing that I do consistently, honestly, because it's just so easy just to sit down and put the recorder in my face and start talking about garbage. And this week is no different. Except this week, I'm thinking about having two episodes of the podcast. One on Monday and one on Thursday, if that would be cool with you guys. And I'm going to apologize right off the bat and say that if you hear me talking this time during this time with a slight lisp, it's because I have this big sore on the side of my tongue and I keep hitting it as I talk, so it kind of like it makes my tongue kind of do that lisp sound. So if I say an S or something like that, then it has like a slight thing. So I'm just gonna try to push through it, and I hope that you guys don't get too pissy at me, because I know I fucking hate it too. I hate just sounding not like myself, I guess. I don't mind people that have lisps because, I mean, it's just natural, but this isn't how I sound, so it sounds so weird to me. Yeah. And it's not even that bad, but from time to time, it does, like, hit it, and it hurts, and it just fucking it's stupid. So, and before we go into anything, let me just tell you that I am sorry that I have not been uploading the list for the past 2 weeks now. I have been very busy with my classes and work and all kinds of garbage like that, and yeah, I'm sorry. And also, even when I did have some time to do it, I didn't have anything to actually do, so. But now I have it all, like, planned out, at least for a little bit now. I'm gonna do 3 list items this week. That's the plan, and 2 podcasts, so that's the plan. It's gonna be a podcast on Monday, Labor Day. It's going to be a list item on Wednesday. Podcast on Thursday, which is going to be a 19.5, and this is 19 episodes. And then a list item on Friday, and then a list item on Sunday. And then back to Monday for another podcast. That is the goal, the plan, the what I want to do. So if I can do it, then kudos to me. Give myself a pat on the back, because that's 5... videos in 1 week when I have such a packed schedule. So yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I can go ahead and give you a little tease if you want. The next few list items is going to be an unboxing of some sort. I'm not going to tell you what exactly, but it's something that it's very true to my childhood, and I wanted to. I've never done this kind of unboxing on camera, so we'll have fun doing that. And the other thing is something that I never really got into as a child, and I'm going to give that a shot in my, I guess, adulthood, and that'll be fun. And the one on Sunday is going to be something that I wrote. It's actually something that I actually sat down and wrote, and it should be pretty fun, I think. It's fun to me. I hope that you can get some kind of enjoyment out of it. It's not boring, I promise. It's going to be kind of sexy, actually, so if that gives you any idea of what it could be, then good. Well, but let's get back to the podcast, the actual beef and meat of the podcast, of what we're talking about today. And yeah, not too much happened this week, but there are a couple things that I wanted to talk about. And the movie that I watched this week was Mad Max Fury Road for the second time. I saw it in the theaters when it was out, like, a few months ago. And then I just recently got it on Blu-ray, and I loved it again. I loved it all over again, and it's so good. If you haven't seen Mad Max, it's the 4th one in the series. It's really good, guys. Oh God, what's his name? Tom Hardy is fucking, he's great. Who plays Furiosa? Oh my gosh, I can't remember her name, but she is great. Everybody in this movie is great. They have some great acting. They have some great scenes, just like depicting everything. Some great cinematography. It is just so beautiful, and there's so much action, And it's just, it's almost nonstop action, guys. It's like, there's little time to breathe, except for like towards the middle part where it's just like, it hits you with all this stuff and then it's like, boom. And then you have like a moment to catch your breath and then it goes right back into it. Yeah, it's really good. It's, whew, I cannot say anything better about this movie because it's, I don't know, it's, I like the previous ones. I like the ones with Mel Gibson in it. He's really good and he's a really good Max, but This one does something different for me. I guess I really enjoy those ones as well, but this one is, yeah, it's great. Watch it, check it out, freaking great. It's, yeah, really good. So as for the story this week of what happened to me, I don't have much to talk about, but I can tell you one thing, and it's kind of why my day, or my week was kind of shit. I went to a street fair in my town, and, I know that I hate street fairs. I know this. They're stupid and they're dumb, but everyone loves them. Why? Why? I mean, I went there because I was pretty much forced to by my girlfriend because she loves them. She loves all the like little handcrafted knickknacks and stuff like that that you can check out and all the. It's just why? Why do you like that kind of stuff? I mean, I understand that. Women like these cool little nifty things or whatever, but I have nothing to gain from it. I have nothing to enjoy with the street fair. It's hot. There's a lot of people. I hate people so much. It just disrupts my introversion even more than it does at school or anywhere else. Like, I am almost 100% introverted, if not 100%, if you can even be 100%. I hate people. I do. It's not good, but let's not talk about that at all. I might talk about that on Thursday's podcast when I go into more details about me as a person, you know, if you want to know about that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I cannot stress enough how much I hate street fairs. They're not fun. I have nothing to get out of it. You have to wait in line for all these things, and there's all these people, and it's just, eh. I honestly, the whole time, I was just fantasizing about how I could, like, stab these people in creative ways. Like, I would take my keys out and kind of jab them in the liver, or I would, I can just go grab their cotton candy stick and just, like, stick it in their throat. God. I honestly was just, like, thinking of creative ways to murder people. And I told that to my girlfriend after we left, and she looked at me like I was a freak of nature, and I was like, what are you talking about? You know me. That's how I am. You're not gonna look at me with those eyes and expect anything different from me. You know? I'm having like Vietnam flashbacks now. I'm having street fair flashbacks. So now on to the actual topics for the podcast. There wasn't that much that happened this week, but I thought I would go over a couple things that interested me. Star Wars Force Friday happened this last Friday, and if you don't know what that is, it's a day where they announce all of the toys that are going to be coming up for the new movie in December, and they announce them and they show them off, and then they put them in the stores and you can go buy them. And I didn't go to the midnight releasing of all these toys, because that's so stupid, I think. Because it's not like they're going to be, it's not like they're going to, like, restock anytime soon. They just wanted to be able to be the first ones to have these toys. And probably sell them on eBay. For the ones that don't really care. But if you're a hardcore fan, then you'll definitely just keep that shit and, like, have bragging rights to all your friends. Like, oh, check out this new, Kylo Ren, lightsaber that I got. You don't have it because you're a loser. yeah, so, even though, I mean, that's kind of funny, because it's ironic, because they went out at midnight to get a sword, and they're losers. I'm just kidding, Star Wars fans, I love you, I'm one, so fuck you off, so fuck off. I actually went to Target the next day. I actually think it was 2 days after the Force Friday, because I went on Saturday. I went Saturday night. And they still had all those toys that were there on Friday night, or I guess Saturday morning on midnight. Or was it Thursday night? Friday? I don't know. Anyways, they were all still there. You could still purchase them, and they were all just, they were just sitting right there. I could have gotten anything. I was thinking about getting one of the lightsabers that looked pretty cool. So, I don't know. Like a Luke lightsaber. Those look pretty cool. Yeah. So, that happened. It was, I mean, it's cool. They look like they got some pretty cool toys. The one that stood out the most to me was they have an actual BB-8, robotic toy where you can control it and it, like, it hears you and stuff like that. It looks pretty damn awesome. For $150, it looks pretty cool. I saw some people that got it on a couple different occasions, and they love it, and it looks pretty badass, you know? Like, you can control it on your tablet or on your phone if you get the app with it, and, or you can just set it to autopilot mode, and it just does its own thing, which I think is pretty cool, because, yeah, it's like, robots are gonna take over the world anyway, so why not just get it here faster, you know? Just come, enslave the human race, why don't you? Please. Oh, man. So, yeah. It looked pretty cool. I might go out and get something in the next couple weeks, because, yeah. I like wasting my money on cool things, you know? As long as it's cool. And speaking of what's cool, no, I'm just kidding. Segue to the next thing. No, I'm just kidding. But, it's like, huh, you know what's cool? 90s kids shows. Yeah, those cartoons that you used to watch in the 90s, those were pretty cool, right? And apparently Nickelodeon is actually rebooting some of their old classic shows. The two that stood out to me was Hey Arnold and Rugrats. And I used to love Hey Arnold. Holy shit, I used to love Hey Arnold. It was one of the shows that I watched regularly. And Rugrats was pretty good, too. I used to watch all the movies and all the episodes of the TV show. It was pretty good. For a kid that was way older, I guess, of the demographic that should be watching Rugrats, I was still watching Rugrats, and it was still pretty good, you know? Is that weird? But, I mean, I still watch SpongeBob, you know? If SpongeBob's on, I'm like, I guess I'll watch SpongeBob. New or old episodes, I don't care. It's all still pretty good to me. I mean, I like the older episodes more, but I'm always interested in seeing the new stuff as well, because it's always fun. SpongeBob's just a kind of a cool character, and he's funny. And he's over the top, sure, of course. I saw the SpongeBob movie, the second one, and it wasn't as good as the first one, because I was younger then, and nostalgia didn't, like, really have it for me. But it was still pretty good for me being 20 years old and watching it. I still, like, got some enjoyment out of it. Which I was surprised, because I watched the first SpongeBob movie when I was like 9, and I came. When it was like towards the end of the movie, when all the cool stuff happens, I literally was just, I was orgasming the entire time. Like, ooh, those last like maybe 10-15 minutes, I had my O face on full blast, and it was insane. So, yeah, it was just, ooh. But anyways, yeah, if this is real, and this is actually going to go through, I'm looking forward to Rugrats and Hey Arnold. There's only like maybe 3 or 4 that they're going to reboot, and I kind of wish they would do other ones. I mean, obviously it's not going to be anywhere near as good. There's no way they can make it as good or better, but they can at least kind of adapt it in a way that is new and exciting, and I don't know, just kind of a trip down memory lane, but without it being the exact same, I guess. Yeah, it's kind of hard to do that. It's hard to evolve, but stay the same, right? Is that weird? You have to stay relevant by doing the same thing, but adapting to how things are now. Yeah, that makes sense. Sure it does. like for instance, All Grown Up. I didn't like it that much. It wasn't that great, but maybe that's because I was in a weird, like, stage in my life where I wasn't really into that kind of stuff, you know? All Grown Up kind of came out in a time when I was going through a phase where I really liked a lot of horror stuff, which I still do, but it was kind of when I first started really getting into horror, like, genre stuff, and All Grown Up just seemed kind of silly to me at that point, so maybe I should go back and watch it, give it another chance, yeah, maybe, but I assume if they reboot Rugrats or bring it back again, it's going to be the old school Rugrats. It's going to be, I hope they don't do, like, when they're even older, like, it's Rugrats, All Grown Up, and then it's, like, Retirement Home. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe it would be kind of cool if they did follow that up and keep, like, going down the timeline, because they already have done a version of them older in high school, and I think college as well, or, like, they were going into college. So maybe they could do one now when they're, like, having kids and, like, settling down or just being middle-aged or doing whatever they're doing. That might be cool to see. Kind of see where they went down, like, what pathways. Like, I bet Tommy became, like, a filmmaker or some kind of cool, like, creative type like that. Angelica became a gold digger and just married this rich guy or whatever. I don't know. That might be kind of cool, but maybe not. I don't know. I mean, what would they do? How would they bring it back after already doing the older years? Like, how could they? I don't understand. Yeah. So enough of that. Enough of talking about that, because I could go on for a little bit about '90s stuff. Even though, yeah, I know it's a little overrated about talking about '90s cartoons, how great they are, and all this garbage. They are good. They are great. There are some exceptions, but yeah, just stop talking about it. We get it. I like 90s cartoons too. They're great. I grew up on them and they're great, but just stop it. Just stop it. It's not that big a deal. Yeah. Like, my favorite 90s cartoon, was of course the 90s classic, Spider-Man cartoon. That was my shit, man. And even though it came out, like, as I was being born, like, it was going, like, that entire time, but I watched all the reruns when it came out, like, when I was in, maybe 5-6 years old, and until I was, like, maybe 9 or 10, I watched all of them, because it went on for 4 years. It was, like, 96 to 2000 or something like that, and it was great. It was really good. It was one of my favorite TV shows of the time, and it's still one of my favorite Spider-Man cartoon shows. Spectacular Spider-Man kind of it comes close to being my favorite, but I don't know, it's hard to beat my my first, you know. It's hard to beat something that you liked at the very beginning, you know. Like, if you watch something when you're growing up and then you watch the continuation of that later on, you're probably not gonna like the continuation as much, because it just didn't hit you where it needed to at the time. Right. Nostalgia is great, but sometimes it doesn't do its job the way it should. Right. Anyways, so the next thing is kind of a stupid, I don't really care about it, but a lot of people do care about it, so I'm going to bring it up. Apparently, Jimmy Kimmel has stated on his show, like, recently, I guess, that if you watch people play video games on anything, like YouTube, Twitch, whatever it is, I mean, they didn't say anything, but just, like, in general, then you're stupid. Then, oh, he said that's, like, weird, or why would they do that? That's, like, a waste of time. And I do that. I am that demographic. Like, I go on YouTube, and I watch people play video games, on the daily. Like, that is part of my routine. Instead of watching a TV show that I might watch, I would rather watch YouTube sometimes. Yeah, because, I mean, I'm just getting older, and I'm starting to like less things on TV, and I'm starting to like more things on the internet, so I just kind of, like, I don't know, I just kind of gravitated towards these YouTube people, and they're cool, and they're funny. I'm not necessarily there just to watch the gameplay. I'm there to watch the person. That's it. Like, I could give a shit what they're playing. I mean, it does play a little bit of a role in it, because I won't watch certain videos because it's, like, a game that I don't really enjoy that much, but usually, 9 times out of 10, I will watch something, no matter what it is, if I like the person. Like, say for example, I'm watching a fucking, I don't know, Dead Rising video, which is good. I like Dead Rising, the video game. I play Dead Rising, the video game. But I also enjoy watching people play Dead Rising, the video game. It's fun, and it's enjoyable to see their reactions and their cooperation and whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just, I don't know. I feel like Jimmy Kimmel is just trying to get a rise out of people and get more people to kind of give a shit about the things he says. Like, oh, this controversy's going on around Jimmy Kimmel. We should watch his show from now on so we can get more of it. And then when he's like, he's hooked you now, and then he's going to get you more, and blah, 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 who cares? It doesn't matter. Because, honestly, if that's your opinion, that's fine. My opinion is whatever you like to do, whatever you like to watch or participate in, it's fine, baby. It's cool, baby. It's all right. And I know that sounds kind of like a hippie thing to say, like, hey, man, it's all good. Whatever you want to do, it's okay. And I understand. That's fine. Like, honestly, I'm totally fine with anybody's religion, their sexual orientation, or anything like that. If you want to do anything, if you want to do everything, if you want to do some weird shit, I don't care. If you like it, then do it. Who cares what everybody else thinks? And that's just it. Just bottom line, if you like it, then that's fine. It may be weird, it might be cool, it might be the social norm. Just do it because it makes you happy, and it is, yeah, it's what you do. If it's what you do, then do it. That's all I have to say. Alright, so on a lighter note, there's supposed to be a Borderlands movie coming out in the cup coming years from Lionsgate. And I actually like Lionsgate for the most part. They have some questionable products, movie-wise, but it's, they do a lot of horror movie stuff, which is cool. I like Lionsgate. So, anyways, they spoke about having a Borderlands movie come to life recently in the past week, and I could see this maybe being a good idea. I just wish they had maybe capitalized on it when Borderlands was more popular, around maybe in between Borderlands 1 and 2, or maybe just right after Borderlands 2. That'd be cool. Because now they have a Borderlands 1, a Borderlands 2, they have a Borderlands prequel, the pre-sequel, and then they have the Tales from the Borderlands from Telltale. And I don't know what else they're coming out with video game wise, but I haven't heard anything like as of late, so I kind of think that maybe it's kind of shipped sailed away now. Set up shop? I don't know what the saying is. It's just kind of died away a little bit. I know plenty of people that like Borderlands, and I like it fine. It's okay. I don't love it, but I don't hate it. It kind of feels like Destiny, and I don't like it, and I don't hate it, but it kind of has that same kind of idea, even though it's less grindy. It's still a little grindy, though. Let's just be honest. It's a little grindy. On a stripper pole, grind. Yeah, so I kind of feel like this could be an idea, especially if they put in a claptrap, then I'm done. It's pretty cool. That would be like the comic relief of the movie, is a claptrap character. So, I don't know. That'd be cool if they did it within the next year or two, while it's still kind of there, or it was still kind of fresh. Because Tales from the Borderlands has been getting some pretty awful reviews, I've heard. Like don't even waste your time on that game. But I don't know. At least it's kind of a cool spin on the story, and it's a different kind of storyline. I don't know. I don't know what they could do with it, but it'd be okay. And I don't know if they would do a live action version, or they would do a, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Borderlands is kind of it's kind of hard to do Borderlands without that cel shaded kind of look to it. So if they did any kind of movie, I would assume they would do it animation style with that kind of look, right? Because that's kind of their trademark, is the cel shaded stuff. And Telltale actually has the kind of that same style as well, but Borderlands did it first. Borderlands did it first, so yeah, I don't know. That would be kind of neat. but who knows? Who the fuck cares? No. yeah. So another thing that happened this week is Halo 5 Guardians got another trailer, an actual full live, like full version of a trailer, and it looks fucking beautiful. Like, I wish that I had an Xbox One for this solo reason. This main reason is to get Halo 5. And also the other games, whatever. But Halo. Anything Halo on Xbox is usually pretty good. Except for Halo Wars. It's okay. It's not really my style, but it's okay. Halo Wars. ODST wasn't that great. What was the other one? The other awful one. There's Wars ODST. I can't remember. There's another one that wasn't that great. Halo 3 was pretty good. Halo 2's great, my favorite. Halo 1's always a classic. Halo Reach was alright. I didn't like it as much, so that would probably be like towards the end of the spectrum, but it's still pretty good. Oh, Halo 4 wasn't that great. It wasn't that great. It was more Call of Duty than anything, so. And now I feel like Halo 5 is probably going to be even more Call of Duty, but I'm still going to at least test it out. Like, go to a friend's house and play it, or something. I don't know. I always have high hopes for Halo, because it's always cool. I like Halo a lot. I like Halo, I think, more than Call of Duty. Oh, yeah. Never mind. I take that back. I like Halo more than Call of Duty. It's just more fun. It's less realistic, which is cool, even though Call of Duty isn't really that realistic anymore anyway, since they got out of the modern times, and it's more futuristic now. I don't know. I just like Halo for the story, and it's cool. It just looks cool. That's all. Yeah, that's it, man. Check out the trailer, because it looks pretty awesome. It's very beautiful, very action-packed, and I just want to... I just want to sit down and reflect on my life a little bit. So yeah. Yeah, guys, I like it. You should like it. Just because I like something doesn't mean you have to like it, but I mean, I'm telling you, I'm considering, like, I'm giving you things to go check out. And speaking of things you should go check out, I'm pretty good at the segue thing, by the way. You should go read Daredevil Born Again, and that's a great graphic novel by, I think, George Miller. It's great. If you haven't read it, fuck you. Sorry. But go fuck yourself. It's good. It's really good. It's if you like Daredevil at all, you're going to love it. And if you don't, if you like Daredevil... hold on one second. Let me just take a breath. Okay. If you like Daredevil at all, then I don't know why you haven't read this thing, because it's great. It's kind of dark, and it's Daredevil. It's good. If you haven't watched the TV show, it's fucking good. They're both good. Go read the comic and go watch the TV show. It's fucking good. Go get Netflix just for that reason. Go watch Daredevil. I actually started watching the series over again. It's fucking great. And Kingpin... God, I suck at talking today. Kingpin is probably one of my favorite Marvel MCU villains so far, even though it's just in the TV show. Is that crazy? Does that mean that Marvel has so shitty villains that I have to like one that's in a TV show? But he's pretty good in the TV show. I mean, he does get a little annoying with the kind of baby. Like, he's a male baby. He's a big baby. That's pretty much it. But I don't know. He's a complex character, and he really suits Daredevil well. Like, they kind of bounce off each other. He's like the yin to his yang, or yin to his yang. Whatever. It's great. anyways. You should also go read The Walking Dead. That is, of course, you know what Walking Dead is. If you haven't seen the TV show, it's pretty good. It's gotten less good, but it's pretty good still. And the TV show is based off of the comic book, and that comic book has been going for over 10 years now. So, yeah, go fucking check it out. It's great. I can't praise it anymore. It's really good. It's really heart-wrenching, and there's a lot of fucked up shit that goes on in it, okay? A lot of fucked up shit goes on in the comic book that you don't see in the TV show, because they can't show that kind of shit in the TV show. Yeah, it's pretty gruesome, and it's really fucked up. So, if you're not, like, I don't know, at least, like, 15 or 16, I wouldn't recommend it, but yeah, go check it out. I mean, it's just a comic book. I mean, you're not really, like, freaking seeing blood splatter, but it's there. So, yeah. And then the last thing is Kirby. King of Comics. Sorry, I had to think about it for a second. I was going to say comic book king, but King of Comics. And this is, of course, all about Jack Kirby, the guy who illustrated a lot of the main Marvel heroes, like the X-Men, the Incredible Hulk, Fantastic Four, I think Spider-Man. Yeah, fucking great. Jack Kirby, Stan Lee combo, fantastic. If you don't know who Jack Kirby is, just go check it out. It's really cool. And if you know who Jack Kirby is, then go check it out, because it's great. And if you love him, you'll love it. You'll just love it. And it's really great. It pretty much just shows him, and it talks about him, and who he is as a person, and it's told from the perspective of one of his close friends. So just give it a look. It's pretty cool. If you're not into that kind of shit, then that's cool. I hope one of these three things that I just talked about you may be interested in. Yeah. I'm gonna wait for that truck to go by. Da 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 da, screw you, truck. You're so loud and you're so heavy and 18 wheels of pure bitch. Alright. So yeah, guys, I hope you have a great week. I will see you again actually on Thursday this week when I talk more about my bitching problems. Because I feel like this is kind of like my personal diary. I feel like this is like my audio journal of sorts. I would talk about this stuff to myself, but now I have a recorder in front of my face, so I do it to that. So yeah, check it out. Check out all the things I talked about, guys. I love you. I fucking want to stroke your hair and call you mommy. And yeah, I'll see you next week. I love you.